You folks are going to be hearing a lot about G tonight.
The big G.
The G whiz.
There's a big G. There's a big G. He's a whole lot bigger than you. Wilma Lee and Skyland Scotty, who were around since the 30s, 40s, and then it was this Lulabelle and Scotty. Anyway, they did this one song. He's a big, he's a big whale. He's a whole lot bigger than you. He's a big whale. He's a whole lot bigger than you. Oh, this is the chorus. I forget the verses.
I heard a dead reckoning before, but
tuning in for chumps.
Now the truth comes out. My wife had to work, so I went to the show alone. I sat down and they turned the projector on. Just as the news of the world came to an end, I saw my wife walk in with my best friend. It was dark, so I know they couldn't see. As fate would have it, they sat down in front of me. When she kissed his lips, I thought I'd die. And in the middle of the color cartoon, I started to cry. Sad movies always make me cry. Sad movies always make me cry. Just as the news of the world came to an end, I saw my wife walk in with my best friend. It's supposed to be this way. Slowly walked on home. My wife saw my tears and said, "Hon, it's wrong." So to keep from telling her a lie, I just said, "Sad movies always make me cry. Sad movies always make me cry. Always make me cry." So to keep from telling her a lie, I just said, "Sad movies always make me cry."
John Cage. One of the very first laugh ever. In 1946, he had a laugh. He was a
to the skin game. Plenty money I have, baby. I've lost some money I have, baby. Got my Sunday clothes in pawn, baby. Got my Sunday clothes in pawn. They don't need to go down. Skin game's coming to a close. Let your deal go down. There's no one that I could blame. My burden and my shame. I bet 21 on the skin game. Cause I always dealt me lame, baby. Cause I always did dealt me lame. Let your deal go down. Skin game's coming to a close. Let your deal go down.
Thank you.
Since I'm going out with care, romance is a poor romantic. When you know that it's a sin, he's a bad, 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 bad. But I don't care, no, no, I don't care.
I can sign them lengthwise, crosswise, or spiral. Can another musician promise you that much?
My name is Morgan Barley.
Invention and technology. Just totally underwritten by General Motors. But it's great, like the latest issue has this article about the history of telephone answering machines. And the first attempts were in the 19th century. And there's about eight different stages. There's a wire one. Oh man.
Get a grant.
Good story. We have a two-page feature in our 40-minute real short. But anyway, can I go on violins? The mysterious violin. What is the mystery of this mysterious violin?
Oh, sweet mystery of life, at last I found
it's not
it.
Not green as the mystery.
At last I know the mystery of it all. No, you do it.
Well,
I'll back you up.
Anyway, the article about the violin, they've been in this shape since since the 1600s, but sometime in the 1500s approximately is when they got frozen into this shape, which is definitely the most highly successful musical instrument shape of the last 500 years. I mean, nothing else
has
lasted.
What about the bow, though? Who invented that?
The archer. The first bow was a regular bow.
So it's Cupid.
It's too slippery. Something that grabs more than a bowed string is like this swarming with flies. Extremely well. Every single note has a resonates in a half of that note, and they assume moving on half of theirs, and finally you've got millions. Thank you. us do.
Yeah, but you got nine. And this one, you begin to wonder.
This one, I begin to wonder. But that's the whole point. Wondering, wondering, wondering.
Oh, sweet mystery of life, and that's a tell me.
What's that?
You do it, man. I'll back you up to the hill.
back me up to the hill, if you will. Let's see. Okay, I'm
my scimitar is yours.
Back you up to the hill.
Jesus.
My suit is thou.
Your suit is thou? Thou suit. Is that like double breasted?
Watch out, he's going to play this freaking thing. So
watch out.
It's on the fiddle is bad.
B is for bad. B is for banjo. T is for June. It's the boss dinner. You don't have to look at it.
When I was a puppy dog.
Oh, boss tuner, is my D swinging tune? Why do you say, well, I better sharpen it up? just right, good. On to the next string.
The devil's string.
Wow. The devil's string is right on. The G string. It was a little flat. And the D string.
You're losing weight, you're getting a little flat.
Oh.
How about round tones?
Let me have this little chat. Oh, sweet mystery of my fat past I found. I know at last the secret. All that waiting, sighing, striving, wanting, yearning, the burning hopes, the joy and idle tears have found. Oh yeah, cause it's love and love alone, the world is seeking. And it's love and love alone, I can repay. Yeah, it's the answer, the answer.
Claim I use the needle.
in that crime, I got to have it bad. But that old Jones, the best feeling in this whole wide world that I ever, ever had.
It's number one! It's number one!
Skeezy, glassy, skeezy, 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 give me a 40 ounce. Yes, some people crave fried chicken, and some people just crave a porterhouse steak. But when I'm shooting my junk, all I want is my milk and my cake. Maybe a yo-yo, maybe a Twinkie.
Found.
gonna find that blade, sweeping it off the land. I'm looking for the boy of the town. Going into the corner, gonna get my razor blade. And I find that blade, I am in the shade.
It's the flavor that comes on. There's a wild and peaceful county in the state of Tennessee. You can find it in the book. They call geography. It's not famous for its money, its women or its steals, but when it's chitlin' cooking time, it's Cheatham County Hills. I'll be caught in them Cheatham County Hills. When it's chitlin' cooking time, it's Cheatham County Hills. I'll be caught in them Cheatham County Hills. And I'll take them Cheatham County chili cookies. And along with that, a mess of chitlins too. Now we got one this thing. fevers. And when I press my dime, messages be my last request. When it's chitlin' cooking time and she don't count it, I'll be courting them she don't count it. And I'll take them she don't count it, chitlin' cooking.
Experiment now.
Oh no.
Yes, we are. We are. This is gonna be excruciating. So
nothing but the finest.
You see, well, the basic premise is that this is an idea that will take this obviously is gonna take some work. It might totally suck, totally. Literally. But there's no way of knowing. Until we try and it'll
it's not the trying, it's the doing.
Well, it'll be several times before. But then, after we're done, you'll love after. Here's the idea. The idea is basically, what if everybody had a little thing that made a G noise? What if it was a little single reed or a whistler? Ideally, something that was about the size of a half dollar about, you know, and only a little bit fatter, a little bit, and really cheap and unbreakable. And there's these people called, in California, called, what the hell are they called? Rock of the Morning. And they have,
Rock of the Morning?
They have hundreds and hundreds of esoteric instruments, and I'm going to talk about whether there can be a thing that is a single thing with an annual, and it's a G, and you can have, like, you know, a couple of them. How big could they be? How small could they be, is the point, actually? How small how unannoying would their sound be? Because the smaller it is, the higher the sound, the more annoying it is.
Are there any hound dogs in here? Climbing for the.
And I thought, you know, wow. Then I thought, well, gee, a G harmonica. Instead of just had a G harmonica and blew into the middle of it. And also you get a C and a D out of there, but then I tried, but I didn't even bother trying to see what that was actually true until about a half hour before the show. It's okay, I mean, this is not a complaint or anything, I'm just describing
your
process.
Everybody got your instrument, break them out.
The idea is basically, what if when the G was happening, the chord, most of these songs are doing a three chord songs, and the basic chord of the song is in G, and G is the tonic, and where we are actually in the tonic.
Okay,
actually,
yeah. That's how we are.
Yeah. So, anyway, the idea is if people were making a G sound during the G in a chord, during, say, the instrumental section of a song, maybe one time in a song or two times in a song, or whatever, I have no idea whether it's a once-a-night thing or a quarter of the time thing, or I have no idea.
Can I cue an hour or later?
For starters, four is and also trading fours.
Peter, is it number five? Number?
It's the middle.
Number five?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so tried before. Saint has like a different drag that the guys are wearing.
But there's some masses.
There's a little rhythmic instrument, some sort of little rhythmic instrument that was shaken by the parishioners only for this one certain kind of mass, had this one certain kind of rhythm thing happening. Everyone for this one, what the fuck was that all about?
I don't know you, but I'm gonna kill you. Sorry, we're meeting this way. You are a stranger, but I'm even stranger, so I'm gonna blow you away. Random violence, that is my name. Moral decay, that's what I'm aiming. Ain't got no pity, ain't got no shame. Susie, hey, pretty little black eyed Susie, hey.
Hey, hey, no joke.
Thank you.
to have.
Ernest Tubb, the guy with the deep, deep voice, and the Wilburn brothers. For years I thought it was the Lubin brothers, which is why I couldn't find him, and then finally went, hey, it's the Wilburn brothers. Oh, Jesus. Because who remembers from 1957, you know? Anyway, so for years I looked for this, look, and it starts out with Ernest Tubb says, my name is Mr. Love. Like, only he said much cooler than that. And then the Wilburn brothers, oh, Mr. Love, we treated her so awful and so bad. Oh, Mr. And then they're going on about what shits they were, and then he gives a little reprimand every once in a while. And then they go on about what shits they were. They're really, 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 really sorry. And finally, says, well, if your love is true, I'll see what I can do. And then they finish something by saying, in harmony, thank you, Mr. Love. It's so amazing.
Ain't nothing like a tearjerker.
Anyway, like, Weber is Mr. Love.
And I'm free right now for all the ladies and the audience. I'm free as a bird right now.
Me and Gary would be the Wilburn brothers. And that would be so
free
cool.
As a bird right now. Everybody
knows that. Not Gary about that. That would be so cool. Okay.
It's in D, right?
D-D-D.
D-D-D. Do or die, right?
Do or die, indeed. Do or die, right?
Do or die. That you all know this. Most of the folks out there.
Easy do do.
Easy ride.
Easy ride. Easy ride. Easy ride. Yeah, there's an amazing geeky voice on his first album. Boy, they got. Oh, wait, Kim, we got these voice guys. They'll take care of that shit. Boy, no, we are. There's really cool, amazing sound on here. Go ahead. Hey! Wait a minute. Hey!
There happens to be a lady right here called Antonia. They all have no idea. Well, she wrote this song here, and it's a country waltz. In case anybody wants to do some dancing in the aisles and stuff.
Thank you.
stand on your feet.
Off the phone. Get on, girl.
today. Get out on the road and I'll roll. So come and get me, Mr. Lamb, old man. Cute spot, mama, take me by the hand. I'll be going back to Dixieland this morning, 'cause it's a new
thank you.
short to me.
Thank you.
catch a ball jumper, and he was a good hunter. Every fence he could not clear, their houses just run right through. Every now and then he would tend the seawall, just break right into that stride. Lord knows where he picked it up, but that horse was so fun to ride. Yeah. Take me back one more time. Take me for a country ride. Day in the summertime, hurricane came out from the west. The wild wind screamed, warm wind screamed, just like a giant bird of war from rest. I went out to the barn, put a brother and a woman out in the wind and the roar, screaming and a hooting at the black on the sky, feeling just as wild. Give me a horse, and just loves to run. I'll ride until the sun turns black. I walk on the ground. Listen to the hooves to pound. Ride on, ride. Lots of years gone by, lots of water gone over the dam. That Kennedy's horse, just a memory, a ghost running over the land. But I can still hear the horses pounding on that damn dark earth. I can still see a kid hanging on. A little time in the telling. Of course, it was a great ride anyhow. It seemed like it took forever. If you ever get a chance to go,
Robin really did that.
Riding now, butt naked in a hurricane, you know,
butt naked,
bareback, only a bride line.
Robin doesn't want us to talk about him. Oh, Robin doesn't want us. Robin doesn't want us to talk about him.
Well,
so he ain't here.
What's he doing?
Hard time in a country tree.
myself a mortgage and everything I got. It's hard times in a country down on Penny's farm. CD.
You're doing fine.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, well, actually, I could be doing a lot. Yeah,
it could be
fine.
It's only 10
could be
people
fine.
Out there.
Just a little slower. come down, dealing dirty. Life's so easy, hurdy gurdy. Deal up and deal them clean. Life is just a soft machine.
These three women, these Japanese women, and they do a couple of Japanese singing commercials. No, it's a kind of furniture polish, which is really cool. I can tell them to do it. Anyway, the point was this article was talking about the Korean style, which is different from Korean bubblegum. And in the Korean bubblegum videos, the guy said it's like this early 80s thing where no one thinks to look at the camera yet. And so, but they're all this sort of really intense, and I guess it's really got this. This primitive video.
Oh,
sounded really great. it was a very interesting insight, like really.
Such an intellectual.
Don't look at the video.
Go for it.
The infancy of music videos.
Get warm.
They've been recreated.
Send me a warm song. Come on. Send me a love song. Let's have something nice and warm instead of that cold intellectual attitude. Anything else I can do, just let me know.
Damn bourgeoisie, I ain't no chump, and I ain't no
round the corner, and this is a solid cool. And the reason is, and we're going to do a Western tour.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to
San Fran.
And we're just going to Berkeley and Santa Cruz. Los Angeles.
Davis.
Davis.
Marin County.
Marin County. Anyway. The 13th.
April 13th to April 23rd.
And the reason it's good that I'm having this big sloppy ass thing tonight is because it made me realize that I was thinking we gotta go on the,
we got a lot of fans.
Gotta go on the 13th, you know, and this plate, like fly out and play it. And then I realized, you know, wait, no, that's really fucked. We gotta go on the 12th and actually bears together for, you know, like a day before we start playing, you know. Actually, there's a way to do it.
Hey, the night is free.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know.
Actually.
It's good that I'm so lackluster.
Anyway, let's not compare it. It
taught me a useful, useful. Yeah. If you want to do it, maybe we're going to be playing with Michael Hurley in Ohio, maybe in on May 6th. And the gig will be called the Hurley Mobile Rounders! Hopefully, it'll happen, and we'll like work on a bunch of stuff, and then we'll come out here and do gigs in like New York and Boston and Philly.
I'm free. He's not going to do. I'm totally free.
We don't know for sure we're going to be playing with Michael over in Ohio, and if not. We just have to like book a bunch of things here and then get together in Wisconsin and have a couple days there before, you know. Yeah. So we don't really have to. But the thing is, we aren't positive that we would actually like pick up like two albums, do CDs Michael. With the thing, you know.
Play some rock and roll. Play as much rock and roll as you can get. sing you a little song here that Waylon Jennings did.
Come on, Joe.
Bound to lose.
We'll get there. Okay. We're in Oregon, right? I lived there for quite a few years, and furthermore, David Rice is going to be on the forthcoming projects and all kinds of
stuff.
The train from Caribou, Maine. See, what happened was they had the full regale there. Jesse Coulter, his wife was there, and all kinds of stuff. So, and they had us all lined up in one particular row. And they said, well, this goes out to Portland's premier band. Right? So they turned the lights on us from the stage. So we all had to stand up and say, hey, how you doing? And so when we got backstage, he sang with this song. I hope the train from Caribou, Maine rolls over you, you love affair. You walk the floor from door to door and tear out your peroxide hair. Never was my woman, yours made me blue.
Yeah.
Georgia moon. Our bars will shine. Our bars will shine. Our bars will shine. Our bars will shine.
Thank you.
second. Okay, not in 4 years. Got to play that.
Special request. Here's
for what? For what?
Well, this guy, he asked for Same Old Man. It's similar. Hope you don't mind. It's the same old man sitting at the mill. Mill turns around, goes home free will. Yes, I'm certainly glad to be home. New York City will continue on. My mind is failing, my body grows weak. Lips don't form the words I speak. Into it. Mom. Who's your mama? Is that street your mama? Who's your mama? Is that spoon your mama? You can try to run, try to hide. You cannot run that cop's 45.
Thank you.
were rehearsing it, what I was going to do is sit down with that song and pull the words off of it so we can actually work it out. But that's absolutely going to be the next game we play, I swear. I have that one. All the words and everything.
That's a slide. Oh,
yeah. Plastic, man.
Good words. Ain't no zip phone, right?
Bible works for this
one. Yeah, right. I'm tuning.
So let's do Riverboat Gamble.
Bound to lose.
you know, it's good, right? Yeah, I know scary.
Oh, well.
Oh, yeah.
Indian Warhol.
Indian Warhol. The top's recovered, right? Hit the deck, right?
And another one. That's a good song.
Okay.
Hey, we're doing pretty good.
You think?
see, a broken heart gives me edge. It really does. And I haven't even gone into the wrong here. It gives me edge.
Thank you.
happy to walk the street. My favorite men are the sailors. I'll take them all for free. Cause there's something about a sea train that brings out the animal in me. So I'm fucking sailors in Chinatown. Fucking sailors in Chinatown. Down in Chinatown, fucking with the sailors. Now ain't this a beautiful world?
Thank you.
request for the song A Wet World.
Our boys, they smoke
weed.
Be my love. Oh.
So anyway, they're trying to get us out of here slowly.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
No, that's what they
midnight.
It's plenty of time.
Oh my God, it's pushy.
So it's midnight.
Oh my God, it's pushy.
Okay. Surely.
Well, lady, you know.
It's finite number of songs. Let's do maybe two or one or three
songs. All of those are three songs. I have three more songs.
Thank you.
day. Cause the werewolf might be someone that you met of late. Have a bet on the werewolf, have sympathy. Cause the werewolf might be someone just like you and me.
City and for all the toxic
ships
at sea. River of ships. River of ships. Flowing river of ships.
River of ships.
Right from my toes.
On up to my nose, right up to my nose,
flow, river of shit,
river of shit.
Where I've been floating in this river of shit for more than 50 years, and I'm getting tired of it. I got to go.
Oh,
Thank you.